This is the Rich Eisen Show.
How about
the live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Sonoff and intercepted. Picked off by Julian Love at the 40. The Jets block the punt.
Picked off at the 20-yard line. Intercepted by the Bill.
Touchdown, Devontae Smith.
The Rich Eisen Show. Earlier on the show, two-time Super Bowl champion Chris Long. Coming up, NFL Network analyst Steve Mariucci. Plus, Broncos quarterback Russell Wilson.
Broncos country. Let's
rock. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Oh, yes, hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show on the air. We just had a great chat with Chris Long, as we do every Monday during the NFL season. If you missed it, the YouTube stream is sitting right there for you, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. Most of the show appears on it every single day once we're done. And guess what? The Roku channel, channel 210, if you're watching us on it right now, we re-air as soon as the show's over. If you missed the first hour, stick around for the next two and then watch us one more time. Hour number three, Russell Wilson will be on the program. He is going to be playing a big-time football game just up the road from here. Actually, it's just down the 105, which was made famous in the movie Speed.
It's been completed, and then you just go up a little north and you're right there at SoFi Stadium.
Take a left on a prairie, you're good.
And somebody who just did that reverse commute, I'm imagining, from NFL Network right here is my colleague from NFL Game Day Morning. Mm-hmm. I will say it because I love you, Steve Mariucci, the Silver Fox of the National Football League Network. Steve Mariucci is here live on the Rich Eisen Show.
I love you too, Rich.
What's up, Mooch? How are you?
I'm all discombobulated this weekend.
Why?
Well, because remember I stole your phone yesterday to call Gail?
You did, yes. By the way, in the middle of the third quarter of all these games he just walks up to me and goes, you have your phone on you? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, can I call? I need to call Gail. I don't know where my phone is. You said something where you know where your phone is.
Okay, so when I flew down here on Friday night, I lost my phone.
Oh. I don't know where my phone is. You guys ever lose a phone?
No, I feel naked.
I mean, it's like, what do I do? And so that's why I'm stealing phones. Hey, I need to call home.
That's what you said. And he said, do you have her number in your phone? And I looked at it. I'm like, no, I don't. I'm like, how weird would it be if I had your wife's number in my
phone? I have Susie's number in my phone. What's the matter with you?
Yeah. We all have Susie's number.
I mean, I put it in your phone. I mean, put it in your phone now.
Your wife's phone number in my phone? Do you have your wife's number memorized?
Like, how did you?
Yes,
well, of course it's memorized. Don't you memorize your wife's phone number?
Well, yes, but that's about the only one.
But he literally sitting said to me, he goes, you have her number in your phone? You know, I'm like, actually, I don't. And I just hand it to him. Like, how weird would it be if I did it?
Because, like, if when we go to Munich, she's coming. Everybody's coming. You might need to call her and say, hey, where's Steve?
Mooch, that's not public knowledge yet.
Okay, so, you know, she may or may not go to Munich.
By the way, I'm hoping there's another town by that name in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan there that we really can try to cover our tracks with.
Wow, hey, breaking news.
All I know is, hey, Rich, I know why Irv has three phones now. Okay.
How much cheese can you spill?
That's not why.
How much more tea can a man spill?
One of those phones goes off every other show, right?
Goodness gracious. All right, the Cardinals just traded for Robbie Anderson.
Wow. Okay.
Really?
Well, we knew that was his last game.
We knew it was his last game.
I didn't think he was going to Arizona, did you?
Why not? I mean, they got D-Hop back. They are offensively challenged.
Yeah.
Wow, and D-Hop is coming back next week.
He's coming back in 3 days.
Yeah, and Marquise Brown might be a little banged up. I don't think he's going to play this
Could
week.
Be that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
D-Hop's
interesting.
Back. And D-Hop's back, obviously.
D-Hop's back. 2-4 versus 2-4 on Thursday night. That's going to be...
That division is up for grabs, man. It is.
I know. You got three teams at 3-3, and the Cards are going to be the first team in to host a game on week number 7. They could join the three-win party with a win right there.
Yeah, they will.
All right. Steve Mariucci, first order of business I want to talk with you about.
Let's get to business.
Is Green Bay. And, you know, I lone wolfed my Jets yesterday in chesty fashion. Okay, I said it with
we
my
heard
chest.
All about it.
We did. And I just had a sense that the Jets, at their young, talented players are beginning to get their sea legs under them and feel confident, and that they could go into Green Bay against a team that's been having problems offensively and then just gave up a whole ton of points in the second half in London, come out with a win, and they did. So First of all, what do you think of my Jets? Mooch, what do you think of them?
Well, I've said many times this is a very young, talented team.
Yes.
They've been drafting well the last 2-3 years,
they
right?
They sure have, yeah.
Good young coaches, the whole thing. I think they're a year ahead of themselves right now. I think they're really going to be good when the quarterback gets some experience.
Yes, sir.
Because they're so talented all the way around. Love the running backs, the receivers. They're just fighting, okay? Rewind a little bit. I'm not sure why a Packer team or a team that goes to London doesn't ask for the bye afterward. Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Because they get a choice. They get a choice. If you're going to go to London, do you want to buy or not? And
the Giants chose no. Right.
And you know how that time changes, gets you out of whack and everything. And I would want to buy after a London game, personally. They looked, I don't know what the word is, lethargic, or they just, something was wrong. I think Aaron Rodgers is hurt.
Well, he was definitely moving his throwing thumb around the entire game. I mean, we're
getting more quarterbacks hitting helmets. It's like an epidemic right now.
I know.
Right? And so
that one happened at the end of the London game where he was trying to wind up for the Hail Mary. And I thought he would have some sort of elbow or shoulder problem, but he had a finger problem. And again, we are sitting here. It's week 7 now, and we have not gotten past the whole Davante Adams isn't here anymore and who's going to step up conversation. We are now a month and a half into the season, and it's clear that there's still something going on there. I'd like to play this soundbite from Aaron Rodgers after the Green Bay home loss to the Jets, and this is what he had to say on what the offense needs to do moving forward, and I'd like your interpretation of the comments rolling.
What is it that you think you guys need to be offensively? What do you need to do?
Simpler. Simplify some things. On the couple drives we didn't move the ball, it was very simple things, very simple plays, no motion. So we need to look at everything and the guys that we got and what we can accomplish with them, and let's be smart about moving forward. Nobody works harder than Matt on the plan each week, and nobody comes with better ideas than him and his staff, but if it's not working, it's not because those guys aren't grinding. It's because we're not executing. And if we think we have the right players, then we need to simplify things. If you don't, then that's a whole other conversation.
Mm. Steve?
I've heard that comment by a coach before. Simplify it. Because he obviously really likes Matt LaFleur and the scheme that he's been the MVP 2 years in a row. It's working for him.
Also, because you could sense in his comments there, Steve, is that he knew when he said, talking about simplifying the offense, that it could be interpreted that he's throwing his coach under the bus. And his comments were then subsequently backed up by making sure nobody got that sense that he thinks the world of LaFleur and they're grinding.
Yeah.
But it's obvious that he's saying that simplifying it, because when they move the ball, there wasn't any motion. He's talking about the guys who's out there.
He's talking about
with
the guys
him.
Out. Yes, he's not talking about the coach at all. He's complimenting the system. He likes the system.
Right.
When you have new parts, they can't absorb and execute everything that a veteran quarterback can. He's been through it. He's smart. He knows it. These new guys, there's some intricacies about this offense that, you know, rather than they have to stop and think, where am I lined up? What am I doing? What's my adjustment? You know, it's an RPO. They run more RPOs than anybody in the league. Run mm-hmm. pass option is a college thing. Aaron Rodgers is running the most college-like offense in the National Football League, if you can imagine that right now. And he's just saying, pare it down. If your volume of plays is 180 or 200, let's pare it down to 100 so we can practice everything another time and simplify it for the players that are out here. He's probably having to coach guys in the huddle about exactly what to do, reminders and alerts and adjustments and audibles and all of those things. So I think he's just saying, hey, we got a lot of new players. Let's just simplify it and just try to execute and screw it up.
Well, my issue with this is not that he's saying it, because I think he's being very honest when he's saying that, is that I thought that at this point in time, this is when they're supposed to have gotten the simple things down, and now we can start expanding the playbook. Yes. I thought that the back half of the season, Dobbs and the rest of this young, you know, Christian Watson.
He's been hurt.
All these guys, I know that, but these kids would have been able to get it by now, and now we're going to expand it. And then by the end of the season, when it matters most, you're going to see the offense as similar as it possibly can be with these new players. Instead, Randall Cobb gets carted off yesterday, and it looked like when you see a veteran like that react the way that he did, it's like he's wondering, is my career over? That's the sense that I got, and it was heartbreaking to me to see that. But he's basically saying, let's get it simpler now.
Yeah.
That's a major alarm bell for me, especially when he's saying, if you don't think we have the right people here, then that's an entirely different conversation.
Yeah.
He's saying that going into week seven, Steve.
Yeah, it is a little bit alarming for Packer Nation, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We start talking about this when Davante Adams wasn't around anymore, and Marquez Valdes-Scantling isn't around anymore. And so it's like, okay, well, when are they going to draft? They're going to draft the first rounder. No, they didn't. Again, they draft second and fourth and later and then added Sammy Watkins.
Yeah.
You know, so it's – and then remember the frustration that Aaron had during training camp? He was thinking that these guys just aren't getting it fast enough. He was just
right.
– he wanted them to get it. And so what we thought could be a problem is turning out to be a problem.
Yes.
But what's exacerbated the problem is all these injuries. Not only Cobb, but Watson and Alan Lazard. And some of these guys have not been available to practice or play. That's why instead of progressing as the season goes on, they're going to have to reel it back in a little bit. See who's playing and, boy, figure out a way. Because right now the Packers don't look like the Packers.
I'm telling you, man, and they don't have a bye week till week 14. It's the last possible bye week.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Rodgers' hand, whatever he's doing with his hand.
That didn't look good.
And then I guess the practices that we're talking about, and I guess these games, they're going to have to get up to speed. They take on Washington next. Speaking of guys who are hurt with their hitting a helmet, you know, it looks like, you know, we'll see if Wentz can answer the bell there. And then Green Bay after that, they're at Buffalo.
Ouch.
Yeah. Yeah. Ouch. Home for Dallas in week 10 at Detroit. You never know if Detroit gets healthy and starts playing like they did in September.
Points, yeah. The team in the NFC now isn't so much the Cowboys and Packers.
A short week against the Titans and Derrick Henry coming down at them. They're at Philadelphia.
Yeah, the Eagles. I mean, they're going to be favored in every game they play. I mean, people are going to start talking about undefeated season with them because their next three games they should win easily.
You're talking about the Eagles, right?
Yeah.
About the Giants? Can you put the Giants schedule up here as well? Thank you, Mr. Hoskins. Because the Giants are now 5-1 after yesterday's win. I know you were like, hey, man, the Green Bay Packers should have had a bye week and taken a bye week after London. The Giants said no, and they beat the Ravens. Yep. Their only loss is that Monday nighter at home against Cooper Rush in Dallas. They're at Jacksonville, at Seattle before a bye. Home for Houston, home for Detroit, and then there's the Thanksgiving game at Dallas that the whole country will be pulling up for. You know,
wow.
And the two games against Philadelphia, the first one is at home on December 11th, last game of the year in week 18 at Philadelphia.
Here's the thing, Giants. I don't want to rain on your parade or anything like that.
Uh-oh, comes the rain.
Brian Daboll should be mentioned now for Coach of the Year.
No doubt.
Every one of their six games has been down to the last possession. Every single one of the games.
Mm-hmm.
And they have been, call it good enough or lucky enough or opportunistic enough to win those games. They're 5-1. I mean, they could be 6-0 or 0-6. I mean, that's how close these games have been.
Yes.
Knock on wood, Saquon's healthy, right? It's been a pleasure just watching him back in the league, right? And Dable's getting the most out of Daniel Jones. He's not turning it over. He's not throwing for a lot of yards. He's just kind of using his legs and managing games and doing, you know, their receiving core is like, who are they, you know? I mean, they're just winning it with grit and with not screwing it up and taking advantage. They should have lost that game to the Ravens, right? Ravens blew that game. But kudos to the Giants because, my God, who'd have thought they'd be 5-1 right now?
So, but you don't.
They got Dallas again on Thanksgiving. You mentioned they got the Eagles twice again, and like I said, every game is going to be a close game. They're one injury or two injuries away from being a pretty darn average team. But I mean, it's unbelievable.
Look, forget the division for the moment, obviously, if you want to. But I think this is a playoff team. I mean, you've got to sit here and say that they're going to make the playoffs. When you look at the rest of the NFC,
rest,
okay,
yes.
I mean, there's no winning teams in the NFC South right now.
Right.
Okay.
The best record's 3-3 over there.
Right. The Packers, who they've already beaten, are 3-3. And you take a look at the NFC West as well.
Yeah.
There's no winning teams in that division as well, or teams with winning records, obviously, is what I mean by saying not teams.
We've seen three teams come out of that division before, the NFC Beast, right? Mm-hmm. And it very well could happen again with the Eagles in Dallas and the Giants with a good record over Green Bay, you know, or if the Vikings win that division. Oh, yeah.
Steve Mariucci here on the Rich Eisen Show. Here's a sports talk radio question. You could put your marker on one team in the NFC West. Who is it?
Niners.
You didn't stutter?
Not at all.
What happened yesterday, Steve?
They were missing half their defense, and all kinds of guys were in pajamas on the sidelines. I felt bad for them. But when they're healthy, they're a Super Bowl kind of team. I said it.
I agree with you. I agree with you.
Go to the preseason predictions. I picked Niners, Bills.
I know that.
Yeah. If they're healthy, I mean, we don't have any control over health of these guys, and so things change, like you saw.
But there was, you know, they still had Debo, and they still had, you know, Ayuk, who scored twice, have Kittle, and they still have Jeff Wilson, and, you know, they don't have Trent Williams, but, you know.
Then McGlinchey came out hurt, and Elijah Mitchell's out, and then all their Bosa's out, and Ward, and Mosley, and just
no,
on
they did
and
have
on.
A lot of injuries. I get it. I understand.
Yeah.
But you still
hey,
take
good
him.
For Marcus Mariota. Man, he looked like he can do this.
Yeah, he can.
Ooh, good for him.
I know that. So you're not concerned about the 49ers at all?
I'm concerned about their health, but if they get back healthy and I'm they're going to get some guys back here soon, then I think they're the team to beat.
What about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Are you concerned about them at all?
Yeah, I think they're just I think they're just an average kind of team, little over average. They're probably a B team, you know, B minus. And so there seems to be some frustration there. They've got musical chairs at wide receiver. And then, you know, I'd like to know what Tom was talking about when he's visiting with his offensive line. We have that.
Well, I think
you can kind of hear it. He just said, you're so much bleeping better than how you're playing.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the most positive airing out, you could say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was aggressive, but in the language, but it was,
But they still
uplifting.
Have enough juice to win that division, you know?
But
you
the problem
home,
is
home game.
The one thing that you could say about the strength of the Steelers is those up front, the guys right in the middle.
I thought you were going to say Trubisky.
No, I'm serious. I'm just saying it's the guys up front, right in the middle, you know? And the Ravens are going to come to town on a Thursday night in a couple weeks. They got Calais and some big-time players right up the middle. You know, I mean, that's the problem is their protection of Brady and their ability to get anybody not named Lombardi Lenny running is a problem.
Yeah.
It's a major issue.
Yeah. I mean,
you know,
all three of those guys, guard, center and guard, are new guys. All right.
Right.
And then the backup got hurt. And
you see
just
that with the Rams, too, right now.
Have an offensive line. I don't care who's playing quarterback. It's hard. It's hard to run or pass or protect or have confidence that you can move 12 plays without a penalty or a sack. Yeah. So some of the good teams, who lost yesterday? These good quarterbacks, all these MVP guys lately, right? Aaron Rodgers lost, Brady lost, Lamar Jackson lost. Who's the other? Patrick Mahomes lost. All these guys that have been winning MVPs lost in the same day yesterday. That doesn't happen very often.
Andy Dalton,
there you go.
Hey, he's been balling out, man.
He's probably going to be the
starter.
James
might not get his gig back.
Yeah, exactly.
How about Taysom Hill?
Taste some of this. I know. But the Bengals, that was a big win for them. I mean, to me, they're still the team to beat in that division. I know the Ravens beat them on Sunday night. I still think they're the team to beat in that division.
Yeah, you mentioned earlier.
I think the Bengals,
with the Jamar Chase jersey.
Yeah.
I think that was his jersey that was like framed. It was like put up on the wall. It'd be like one of these things. You got stuff all
glass.
Over. Yeah, they took
the
it out of the thing and let him wear it for the game.
Fantastic. All right, Mooch. Anything else you want to get off your chest? Anything at all?
I want to break any more secrets or anything?
I don't know. My gosh. Spill more tea? I don't know.
Why not?
Well, do you want to? Oh, last one. Do you need the phone to call your wife? Do you need it?
You have her number now.
Let's FaceTime Gail.
Do you want to FaceTime Gail?
Come on.
Let's do it.
Yeah, if she.
I mean, this is the one he chooses.
Yeah, right. She might end up.
There we go. There she's. Well, she is in my phone. Did you put her in there?
I put her in there yesterday.
just in case you needed it again.
I still don't have my phone. I might need it right now.
All right, here we go. Let's FaceTime Gail Mariucci.
This is fantastic. Here we go. Oh, God. I am very excited.
I am not taking ownership of this anything. At all.
What is she doing
don't
right now?
Don't air this.
Do you know?
She
Mooch?
Might be like,
we're doing it. Here you go. Let's see if she answers.
Uh-oh.
We got the doo-doo-doo.
It's ringing. There we go.
This is great. Will she answer?
Will she answer?
Does she know that you're on right now, Mooch?
She knows.
Hey, Gail, it's Rich. We're on live television. How are you? Oh, you getting your hair done right now?
Oh, wow.
Oh, geez. Or should she be?
What's going on?
I am not on TV or your thing, right?
No, you're not. You are
Gail,
on
TV. Gail, no, you are live. Do not say anything crazy.
Oh, well, I'm definitely not going to. Yes.
No, you're not on the air. You're not on TV. But I just want to make sure that Steve, anything you want to say to her? Because again, you used my phone yesterday to contact your wife. Anything you need Gail to know right now?
I was a little shocked, Gail, that Rich did not have your phone in his storage.
Yeah,
your number.
Oh, now I'm terribly hurt.
Now, but you're in there now. I put it in.
I do have Susie's in mine, though.
Okay. I have Susie's in mine.
What's going on here? All right, Gail, yeah. Is there anything pertinent you
just
need
tell
your
her
wife
I
to
love
know?
Her so much.
and I you, dear.
Okay, thanks, Gail. You take care. Okay, take care. All right, goodbye.
Hey, there you go. Hey Jerry, we are 40th wedding anniversary. Can you imagine?
Hey!
We went up to Whitefish, Montana. We had the kids, the grandkids, everything, fishing, all that stuff. It was awesome.
Fantastic.
Yep.
Okay. Last one for you. Did you ever have a rookie hand you a ball he recovered on special teams, like the rookie handed one to Belichick yesterday? Did you see that?
No, I didn't. What did you see?
The rookie. What's his name again? Brandon Schooner? Is that his
name?
I
have no idea what his name is.
All right, he's a rookie on special teams. He recovers a muffed punt and brings the football to Belichick again, like, you know, like a dog would bring a present to his owner. You know, and Belichick looks at him, and the assistant's trying to like wave him off to try and head this off with a pass.
He thought Bill would just put that up in his office.
Do you remember what Bill did with the Hunt Trophy he got 1 year? Just handed it right to Jonathan Kraft.
You take it.
That's what he did yesterday. But the assistant's trying to like ward it off, like don't do that. Right in the middle of the game, Bill's got his headset on.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Crazy stuff.
So that never happened to you. Nobody ever, no rookie ever came up to you, handed you a game ball in the middle of the game.
I don't remember a rookie recovering a fumble. I don't know.
That actually happens. Yeah.
All right.
Hey, thanks, Mooch.
Good seeing you. I'll see you soon.
All right. Yes. I'll see you. I'll see you next week, too. Steve. And that's the only thing I'm allowed to say.
See you next week
and nothing else.
Fine.
All right. Very good. Steve Mariucci, everybody, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Overreaction Monday and more still to come. Russell Wilson, we're going to ride with him in hour three.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's Ibotta in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN. Back here looking for a new home. If you're looking to buy a new home, guess what? Navy Federal Credit Union has loan options and resources that help their members save and make sure they get the best deal. Right now, Navy Federal will contribute up to $1,000 as a lender credit towards closing costs on your new home. Plus, members save on their monthly payments since there's no requirement for private mortgage insurance. That's not all. Navy Federal offers low rates and fees too, so you could save even more. And Navy Federal's experts can help you choose the best option for you, so the home loan process goes as smoothly as possible. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. It's insured by NCUA Equal Housing Lender. Qualifying members with purchase mortgage applications after September 16th may receive up to $1,000 towards actual closing costs applied at closing, with no cash back and subject to loan program maximum contribution limits. Terms subject to change. Ask your loan officer for detail. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Let's go. All rise. Terzo in Iowa. You're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Terzo? How you doing?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, Rich, so I got a couple things for you. Does it kind of feel like with Tom Brady right now, with, you know, all of the personal stuff that's going on in his life, kind of really weighing on him, and it's kind of the first time you've ever really seen it on him?
You know what, Terzo, it's such a thorny subject to discuss because it's personal, and nothing is more personal than somebody's marriage. I have no earthly idea what's going on, what's real, what's not, what to compartmentalize and what's not. I just think the frustration that Brady showed yesterday is he's getting his brains beaten in a manner in which he cannot be able to negate it with a passing game or a rushing game. And it's frustrating him. And going into Pittsburgh, where he wanted to, no doubt, if this is his last year, remind everybody who owns this team. He's won more games in against Pittsburgh than any other quarterback against Pittsburgh in that vaunted franchise, and he should have won yesterday. They had the better team, they had a better chance to win, and they didn't. And he lost to a combination of Kenny Pickett and Mitchell Trubisky. And going into this game, he had won 12 straight against rookie quarterbacks, and whoever, you know, starts a game and they win it, it goes on that quarterback's ledger. And Kenny Pickett yesterday, believe it or not, that's his first career win. He didn't finish it,
yeah,
but that goes on his record, and it's against Tom Brady. And I'm sure that pisses the hell out of him. And so that's the way I'll read into it, Terzo.
Okay. Well, and it's kind of – and I kind of will tie it back into the Niners' loss to Atlanta yesterday. Just, you know, all the frustration of offensive and defensive injuries, and you lose to Mariota, and in not a very good fashion either. That defense was pushed around, and we couldn't get any pressure on Mariota at all.
You know, and that's what Mooch was saying. Mooch was saying that, and thanks for the call, Terzo. Mooch was saying that they're banged up. And they are. I mean, they really, really are. And but you can't sit here and say that the offense couldn't come up with two more touchdowns. They didn't. Atlanta's defense was the team. And do you see Arthur Smith cracking beers with the rest of the team?
Yeah.
In the locker room? Did you see that yesterday? I mean, this team is absolutely, the Atlanta Falcons are absolutely in the playoff mix. Certainly, oh, yeah. if somebody other than the 49ers wins the NFC West, the Falcons have a tiebreak against the 49ers right now. And you could sit here and say they lost to Tampa and Tampa's on top because, you know, Tampa's a better team. But right now, you are what you are. The Atlanta Falcons are 3-3, and they're at Cincinnati next week. What better way to announce that they're for real than to go into the home of the defending AFC champs in Cincinnati, which just came up with a nice bounce-back win in New Orleans, and say, we're going to win this one? That would be quite the shocker. They're home for Carolina, and then home for the Chargers, and then at Carolina on a Thursday night right after that.
All right, there's four teams. There's four teams at 3-3 in the NFC:
yes,
Rams,
sir.
Packers, Falcons, Seahawks. Who do you have the most confidence in to get that last spot?
Rams,
Packers,
Falcons, Seahawks. I would say the Rams, but they have such a problem up front.
So
it's
bad.
Not funny. They were able to overcome it
It was close there for a while.
I know. It was getting dicey. A pick six by Stafford, and you're thinking, are they going to blow this at home against Carolina with Carolina having Steve Wilks, now their interim head coach, and their Robbie Anderson is throwing a tantrum, and he's just got traded today, by the way, to Arizona. And so I still believe the Rams are the Rams. They still have Cooper Kupp, and they've got Stafford, and I just believe that they will figure it out up front. At some point, they're going to play a game where an offensive lineman doesn't get carted off the field. But other than that, I'd have to choose from the – I know this is not an answer you want. But right now, you have to take the – you'd have to say – if you ask me, does it come from the Rams-Packers combination or does it come from the Falcons-Seahawks combination?
Well, that's an – I don't like how you're setting that up, but
I guess I would still take the Rams. I would still take the Rams. I cannot quit them. I can't quit them. I can't quit them yet.
Even though they've really shown you nothing.
They've shown me nothing to say. They've shown me everything to say quit them. I just can't do it yet.
So is the Packers.
Well, again, let me revisit this here. We just talked about it with Mooch. You talked about the Packers here. Give me that soundbite again, if you don't mind, Mr. Hoskins. Let's talk about the Packers a little bit here. I said 2 weeks ago when they were coming off that win in Tampa that you're seeing some things out of this offense that these young kids, at some point when they get it right, when the light bulb goes over their head, as they matriculate their way through the season, towards the back end of the season, you might see the offense that we're used to seeing in Green Bay clicking. If everyone's healthy, obviously. But now I have got to put the brakes on it. I got to put the brakes on it. Because yesterday, my Jets went in there and punked the Packers. Punked them. They punked them. Quinnen Williams was setting up shop and having a sandwich in that backfield all day right in Rodgers' face and blowing running backs up. Quinnen Williams may turn out to be an all-pro. As he's blossoming into one for the Jets. But that offense was stagnant. That offense was listless. Lazard was making a couple plays here. Tonyan making a couple plays there. Aaron Jones squirted through once in a while. But other than that, they looked lost. And Rodgers is messing with his hand. His throwing hand is hurt. But the issue coming out was what Rodgers had to say. And I know people will accuse him of throwing anyone under the bus or whatever, but this guy has got a closing window of opportunity here. He re-signed with Green Bay. And right now he's looking around and he's absolutely wondering, 1,000% wondering if they've got the horses to get out of it. This is as opposite of RELAX as you can possibly get, as far as I'm concerned, from Rodgers. Certainly when he's saying it in a very calm manner, as usual, take it away.
What is it that you think you guys need to be offensively? What do you need to do?
Simpler. Let's simplify some things. On the couple drives we did move the ball, it was very simple things. Very simple plays, no motion. So we need to look at everything and the guys that we got and what we can accomplish with them. And let's be smart about moving forward. Nobody works harder than Matt on the plan each week, and nobody comes with better ideas than him and his staff. But if it's not working, it's not because those guys aren't grinding. It's because we're not executing. And if we think we have the right players, then we need to simplify things. If you don't, then that's a whole other conversation.
That is a mouthful. Ooh. Oh, my God, is that a mouthful. Saying simplify things on the drive where we did move, we didn't do motions. We didn't just the simple stuff is working. And it sounds like he thinks the guys that he has around him, which is now minus Randall Cobb, carted off with a towel over his head and tears in his eyes, which gives you pause about his availability for the rest of the year, if ever again. That's the way veterans react when they know and they're thinking the same thing. He's saying the guys that they have can't handle more than the simple stuff. And by now, 6 weeks into the season, and I know Christian Watson's been hurt a lot, But 6 weeks into the season after a training camp where he's saying, if you're not in the right spot, you're not playing. And after a London game prior to which he says, you know, when I come back, if I come back, even though the salary cap says he's coming back and his bank account says, you know,
he'll be back.
He's generationally enriched already, but the extra tens of millions of dollars would look better in it. He's saying that his decision about coming back will definitely be based partially on the development of everyone else around him. He's saying simple stuff's working. Let's pare it down. This is when you're supposed to be pushing the pedal to the metal a little bit more, saying, all right, they got the simple stuff. Let's go. I am genuinely concerned about it. And that also sounds like a guy that did not expect Devontae Adams to take less money to go somewhere else, which I have been hearing over and over again. Devontae Adams did. Packers offered more, and he said, I'm out. I don't believe you put Rodgers on a sodium pentothal. You sip that, drop that in his tea a little bit, that he wouldn't tell you. I didn't expect Devontae to not be here. Huh? And then Green Bay, you know, they're going to have to simplify things against Washington. Say what you will about Washington, but, you know, Coach Dustup is coming with his charges. Maybe is Chase Young close to coming back? I don't know if it's this week or not. And then after that, Green Bay's schedule. They're at Buffalo.
Oh, yeah.
On a Sunday night, whole country's going to tune in to watch. And the second place team in the AFC East just did that in Lambeau. They've got to go to Buffalo?
No, they're going to get smoked.
Whole country watching. And then they're at Detroit. Laugh all you want, but that's going to be the Super Bowl for Dan Campbell. If the Lions are still not winning and not performing well enough and the seat's hot for him, that's a Super Bowl game for Detroit before Dallas strolls in off its bye. And then it's a Thursday night short week against Tennessee before they're at Philadelphia. And you don't think Eberflus is going to want to put the ownership docket, you know, documents on the table in Lambeau, you know, at home when Green Bay pays a visit in week 13? This is a major alarm bell situation for Green Bay. When I hear Aaron Rodgers saying, and if we don't have the right guys here, then there's a larger conversation. Because he definitely knew when he's talking about what he was saying, that it could be viewed as a vote of no confidence in the coach, Matt LaFleur. So he laced his commentary by saying, I think the world of LaFleur, and it's definitely not his grinding, it's our execution. But he didn't couch anything that he had to say on his comments about the guys he's playing with. Wow. And of course, there's the fact that the Jets are a franchise that's leaving others in ruin and not the other way around. We'll get to that later on. Let's take a break now. Overreaction Monday when we come back right here on The Rich Eisen Show.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen. Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, let's do it. It's a Monday. Hey. Hit it. Overreaction Monday here on the Rich Eisen Show. Go for it. Boom. Hit it.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction Mondays. Monday.
Go for it, Christopher. What do you have?
Hey, what's up, guys? I know you're all feeling good. I'm feeling good. Packers are missing the playoffs. They stink. I added the just stink part.
I know that.
But they are missing the playoffs.
I'll still say it's an overreaction. It's still just six games. 3-3 teams can go and make the playoffs. I'm not going to do that just yet. but it looks pretty damn bleak. I just gave you reason why they're in deep trouble. Deep, deep trouble. But 3-3, still better than 2-4, and that's still 12 in their uniform. I'll just say that's an overreaction for the moment. You may wind up being correct, Chris, but I can't just sit here and say they're not making the playoffs after 6 weeks.
What do you mean? That's the whole point of the segment.
I get it. I won't do it. I won't do it, and I'm asking you to move on. I'll just give you my answer.
Wow.
You don't know? I mean, seriously.
No, I get it. Oh, absolutely.
But their schedule is pretty brutal, and clearly Rodgers is concerned that the guys around him right now aren't getting it. He's talking about simplifying the playbook. Now's when they're supposed to open it up after getting the simple stuff down. What else you got over there, Chris?
TJ is for you. Cooper Rush played really well, obviously. Went 4-1 with Dak out, but the Cowboys need Dak back ASAP.
Yeah.
Of course.
I'll take it. And to get him back, now that's not an overreaction at all.
That's a proper reaction.
Let's go. Cooper Rush did his job.
Did his thing.
Backup quarterbacks are supposed to keep the ship afloat. And the cherry on top is if they actually move the ship further down the channel. That's what Cooper Rush has done.
Yes, he has.
If Dak comes back next week, and I hope for your sake and for his sake, he does. I know Lions fans are like, please no. But
we can beat Detroit without that.
Maybe so, but he's got to get a lather going. Let's get it going. And if you can do it in these so-called winnable games, which Dallas, as we know, last year, remember when Denver showed up in their house last year? That's supposedly a winnable game. They didn't.
Not if you listen to me.
I know that. You kind of called that one. You smelled that one coming.
Oh, man.
4-1. So he took a team that was one game under 500 and hands it back to Dak, two games over 500.
Did his thing, Rich.
Check the box. And you saw last night, Dak could have helped matters last night. On the road, tough spot, in division against the top defense in the NFL. Slay, my buddy Slay.
Hey, that's your boy.
I'll say that you're not overreacting right there. What else you got, Chris?
Hey, guys, the New Jersey teams are balling. Giants and Jets, both for real, both playoff teams.
Why not?
I'll say that I'm going to go for it. I'm going to take that cheese.
Take it.
Yeah, they're both for real. They're real. They're real. How about this? I think the Jets are more real than the Giants. I said it.
Oh!
Yes! Yes!
Wow!
Yes!
Easy,
wow!
Baby. Easy, baby.
Oh, okay. Let's talk. Let's talk. Let's talk.
I'm just going record-wise.
Let's talk. Let's talk. Giants receivers, Jets receivers. Who are you taking?
I can't name a single Giants receiver.
Is it Mark Bavaro? Thank you. Giants.
Plaxico, is he out?
Clearly, Saquon Barkley is an MVP quality guy. Breece Hall
is good.
He's turning, and I'll say this. I say it. I don't care anymore because the Jets, this whole jinx.
Crown the table when you say it, Rich.
It's over. I'm going to say it right now. Breece Hall's turned into Jonathan Taylor in front of my eyes.
Oh,
that's what he's turning into. Yes, he is. Don't tell me whoa when the name of the subject matter is Overreaction Monday.
But you didn't want to play like 2 minutes ago.
Because that was
that was
then,
different.
This is now.
That's different.
And they got a coaching staff that knows how to use him.
Salah.
There was a play. Everybody check it out. Check it out. Michael Carter's standing right behind Zach
Wilson.
You've got
two of those backs.
He's standing right behind Zach Wilson and lined up right behind, I think, the right tackle and tight end was Breece Hall. And they faked the run to Michael Carter and then inside handed off to Breece Hall. And the Packers defense looked like they were in a fire drill and Hall took it for a touchdown. They're scheming it right. They're playing it right. I'm taking the Jets being more real over the Giants. I even gave you a bonus overreaction. But they're both for real, and they're both they're both playoff teams.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Thank you.
By the way, Sauce and Breece are both the betting favorites for rookies of the year.
Well, I mean, Tariq Woolen of Seattle's had an interception in four straight games, so I think we should hold our horses with the East Coast bias a bit there. There's a kid up in the Pacific Northwest who is a fifth rounder again for John Schneider and Pete Carroll. Put a fifth rounder in the back end of the defense, and he's balling out. Where have we heard that before for them? But move on, sir.
Hey, you know who won another game yesterday? That's their fifth on the year, guys. The Minnesota Vikings. Hey, maybe now you'll put them in your power rankings.
Yeah, I will. How's that an overreaction? Are you using Overreaction Monday to troll me for my power rankings?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, very good. Move on. Pound sand.
No, you didn't like that one?
No, I mean, I think you're improperly using this very hallowed turf of the Rich Eisen show.
The Vikings are a really good team.
They are.
They are.
They are.
Oh, it took you 6 weeks.
We okay. Fucking playoffs or what?
Talking winning the division.
They're 2.5 up on the Packers. And who else is coming to get them? Not the Bears.
No.
Not the Lions.
Hey, there are 8 teams in the NFL's South divisions. Yes. There's 8 of them. You know who the best quarterback is? Marcus Mariota.
All right, hold on a minute. Matt Ryan, he just had a good game, but I hear you. Yeah. You got Ryan Tannehill. Mm. Trevor Lawrence, 2-4. Mm. Yeah, Davis Mills, neck up. He's really good.
Yep.
Shoulders up. Tom Brady resides in that world. An overreaction,
Marcus Mariota.
I mean, you got PJ Walker and Baker and Sam Darnold. I hear you, and Andy Dalton and Jameis. I get it, but then we land on Tom Brady, and I tell you to pound sand, sir. I tell you to pound sand. But I like your moxie.
All right. Speaking of moxie, I'm going to give you guys what you want right now. With Bailey Zappe balling, the Pats officially have a quarterback.
Bingo.
I mean, I called this last week.
Bingo is his name-o.
Except that he's beaten terrible teams.
Hey, you got to win the games that you play, Chris.
And he's going to play another terrible team next week.
Yeah, you're getting wins.
Bingo.
Zappe season.
Oh, yeah. Bill is like, you know, excuse me. 2001 is holding everybody's beer right now.
A very different scenario.
It's not.
It is. Veteran, $100 million contract.
Right, and he did it then.
But this is the 15th
pick.
That's
what I'm saying. This is nothing for him. If there's anybody you could basically say, yeah, that first-round pick that everybody from Worcester to Quincy bought a 10 jersey, you know what? Go buy a number 4. And if he's a first-round pick, I can survive that by putting Bailey Zappe in there and playing that hot hand. And then guess what? What am I going to break Zappy's spirit by putting Mac Jones back in Thanksgiving? Oh, man. This is, and by the way, the only overreaction is calling it a controversy because that means the coach is betwixt and between. Nuh-uh.
Because
not
I'm
this
happy.
Guy. What else? You got one more?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, how about this one? Nobody saw that win coming, ruined everybody's survivor pool, the Steelers. They should have never went to Kenny Pickett in the first place.
Great overreaction topic. Great overreaction topic. Because guess where they're going next? Sunday Night Football in Miami. Yeah, baby.
Trubisky.
What are you going to do? Are you going to hand it back to Pickett? Or are you going to go to Trubisky?
Trubisky, well, concussion. Pickett's going to be out. Trubisky played
We're assuming. You never
really
know.
Well.
Never know. Guess what? Go back and forth. It's another head coach. It's like, what are you? Is he on the hot seat to go back and forth between these two guys? Keep going back and forth. Trubisky was the one who's like, was so livid. He was, you know, biting his words when he got benched. Now he's back and he's playing like a total professional and pro because Tomlin told him you're a pro and a professional. I might have to go back to you. Be ready.
Two big third downs to ice that game.
Should never have gone to Pickett, but.
I mean, Pickett had the lead when he went out, right?
Bottom line is. That's an overreaction. That's the way I'll go with that. That's an overreaction, but Trubisky starting on Sunday night, why can't they go in and hand a fourth straight loss to the Miami Dolphins, who do appear to have Tua coming back? All right, so that's it for hour number 2. Russell Wilson and so much more. And your phone calls at 844-204-RICH. And hour number 3, when we come back, and oh, yeah, all the baseball we haven't even gotten to, and college football. Coming up.
You think we need one more? All right, we'll get one.
Hey, bonus for the Roku Channel audience.
So what's that? Is that it?
No, it's not it, right? Go for it.
The winner of tonight's game.
Put the music back on. Give me the feelings.
What are we doing here?
The feeling winner of tonight's game.
Huge game down the road in SoFi. Broncos are going to be riding in to play the Chargers. The winner of tonight's game will be the second AFC West playoff team.
So let me think about this. I don't know if the AFC West is going to get a second playoff
I think they're
game.
Getting two, and I don't it's know the winner of tonight's game.
I don't know about that. You got the Colts at 3-2-1. You got somebody's going to be coming out of the AFC North, potentially. You might get two coming out of the East. The AFC East, if look it up. Do they have a team with a losing record in it?
The AFC East does not.
Does not.
Right.
Does not.
But Miami is.
At least the NFC Beast, as it's being referred to, the NFC East, he has a losing team in it. Not the AFC East. So I'll say that's an overreaction.
The East could get three teams.
The East could get three teams. They could get the Bills.
And then they could get two of the three.
Either one of our teams, too, by the way.
I think
because
so.
The Patriots are 3-3 and take on the Bears next week.
Yeah, Pats are playing well.
And then, of course, there's a second place team. Oh, baby! I haven't even hit that yet.
Won three in a row.
Oh, there's a lot of me talking in hour three with my chest.
Oh,
don't you dare move. Oh, it's going to be great.